Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're less than a week from Christmas here. You got all those gifts ordered, Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, for me.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Are you one of those one for you, one for me as you go through the shopping?
No. It's like I don't really ask for Christmas gifts. I usually give out money. Because I usually buy what I want for myself.
It's the season of giving, not taking.
Well, it's the season of buying for yourself.
Well, it was one time. You know, you buy a gift for someone. People are ungrateful. Since you asked me and you led me down this road,
here we go.
But we've all had that relative that, and they don't realize that they're being ungrateful. When you get them a gift, they'll say, "Oh, I already have one of these."
Mm.
That stings.
Yeah.
And it's like, instead of saying, damn it, well, I thought about your ass. Why don't you just take the gift that I gave you? People don't do that nowadays. So I just keep it simple and just send money. Get what you want. That way it's not disappointing. And whatever you get, like whatever I get for Christmas, I'm always grateful for. But normally I get what I want around this time of the year. Yeah. Like I bought this the other day. I bought a 64-ounce mug.
A mug?
Like a one of those like Yeti mugs.
Yeah.
But it's 64 ounces.
What are you going to put in there?
And it's like it has a handle. That's a cool, it's pretty
just
cool.
For hot chocolate, coffee, tea?
No, just for whatever. Like, you know, sometimes when you get home, you want to put a whole lot of beverages in your mug. And the cups that I have aren't big enough.
Design cool? What's on it? Color?
No, it looks like a keg. But it has a handle.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So I got that because that's what I wanted.
Merry Christmas for you.
Yeah, I got that. And what else did I get? And the other day I was showing you that I bought the portable sauna.
Oh, you got it. You're in.
Yeah, I bought a portable sauna.
Yeah, he's got a sauna in his place now, portable. So you could bring it here.
Yeah, I could set it up in the corner. It's like it has nine different temperature settings.
That would be an incredible work environment. Just yeah. Sauna in the corner.
Hugh went from not even having a home to now he's getting portable saunas like this dude.
I always wanted a sauna in my home, and I haven't, like, I had to wait to do that, but now I wanted to be as close as I could to get one, so I got me a portable sauna.
So you just get out of bed and walk
in the sauna, jump in the sauna, or at night after I get done working out, go jump in the sauna.
Yeah, I've never done the sauna thing. How does that work? Do you do it after workout, or you do it, like, to start your day?
Well, I probably do it
post-workout.
Because it helps you sleep, like the steam and stuff. It helps you sleep. It relaxes your body, so definitely going to do it. When I get ready to go to bed.
Kyle, sauna guy?
I've never done a sauna.
I've never either.
Mm-mm.
And I you know what's funny? Because I called Rick Burkholder. He used to be he's a trainer for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And
told me how to sauna?
No. Because anytime I purchase or do anything that goes with your health, I text the trainer to ask him because, you know, he's always doing, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. He, you know, innovative stuff and different stuff. And I say, Rick, I'm thinking about getting this. What do you think? And he was like, $200? He said, hell, you spent more of that at the strip club. And I was like, I said, true. But that was a different time. I was just trying to figure out, because I was trying to, you know how you try to get the bang for your buck and what it's worth. And he said, no, that's a pretty good deal for what it does and all this other stuff.
Well, that's so good. Like, yeah. Well, he put it into perspective for you. So you got himself a new purchase. All right, 215-592-9494. Be listening for what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking coming up. We will hit this before this show ends today. Your final chance to enter for today's prize and, of course, the grand prize from Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. All right, quickly, before we go back to the phones and all the Sirianni stuff and whether or not you're fully sold on him. So there's a name that continues to get buzz every time I read about the soon-to-be NFL head coach openings. Like, who's, you know, obviously we know the Bears are going to be one. They fired their coach already. The Jets, they're on an interim. So there's going to be quite a few teams. If I had a guess, every year there's what, like six to eight?
At least new job openings.
Yeah, every year it kind of cycles through, you know, but I'd say between 5 and 8 kind of job openings. This year maybe around that number. So, Hugh, I'm reading yesterday ESPN, Dan Graziano, Jeremy Fowler, and they said this year the coaching cycle, a big theme is going to be second chances. It was written on ESPN yesterday, at least 8 coaches.
Oh, so you mean like the Met Gallery or whatever? Like they have different themed years for hiring coaches?
Yes.
This is the year of second chances.
This is. So they wrote that at least 8 coaches who have been fired from high-profile jobs in recent years will be in the mix this cycle. And here are the names they threw out. Mike Vrabel, Brian Flores, Matt Nagy, Vance Joseph, Cliff Kingsbury, Kellen Moore, Joe Brady, and Arthur Smith. So every time I read one of these lists, Kellen Moore is on it.
You know what's funny about that? Because we were talking about it a few days ago. UCLA, Eric Bieniemy was there. And he left that job because he wanted to be a part of, I guess, the same thing, the second chances. He wants to be a part of the hiring carousel that's potentially going to happen.
Do you think? What do you think about the thing with
Kellen Moore?
Kellen
Moore? Nah.
Yeah. So you don't buy he's going to get a job?
No, I don't think he is. He might get interviewed because, you know, they want to interview him, but he ain't going to get a job.
Would you be sad to see him go?
His offense has been anemic. Would you be sad to see him go?
Wait a second. It hasn't been anemic. It's a top seven offense in the league.
Left a lot to be desired.
Okay, thank you. That's a better way.
I got you.
Thank you. You got my back. For what he was billed to be, have you been impressed? Like, and I'm not saying the results are the results.
Mm-hmm.
The results are the results. But from what we were told about Kellen Moore and his offenses and how we compared it to what Justin Herbert had and the fact that he was deficient in talent and all the other stuff and what he did with the Cowboys, have you been wowed?
I haven't been wowed, no.
Have you been like, oh, wow, that's innovative? Now, again, I'm not talking about the wins or losses because he's won a lot of games. But when you're talking about hiring somebody that's going to be creative and be a spark for your football team, does he move the meter for you?
So no, but there's two elements to this. I answer no on what you just said. If I was a team that had an opening, right, if I'm the Bears or whatever, I'm not like banging the door down to hire Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
But that's one part of this. The other part is I'm here with you. I'm rooting for the Eagles. I don't want him to leave.
No, I'm not.
Because then we have to do another year of another coordinator.
That's why I'm not worried about it. Because I look at – when I think of hiring a head coach in the NFL – He has to be, number one, a leader of men. He has to be somebody that either is very innovative in his thinking or very boisterous, and he has the kind of personality that guys can gravitate towards. And, you know, it's funny, thinking about back then with Andy Reid, he was neither one of those things.
But he was bright.
But he was bright, you know. So I don't feel like, and I'm not saying Kellen Moore isn't bright, Coach Moore isn't bright. It's just that he's left a lot to be desired. And whether or not we can argue whether or not that's the quarterback or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. He hasn't wowed me.
So I think most people would agree with that he hasn't wowed. But so every NFL team sees the same things we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yet every list I see says he's going to be part of this. Whether he gets hired or not, that's a different thing because he's got to interview and win people over. Maybe the NFL teams say – Jalen has held them back, and he has done a good job. I'm just throwing out ideas of why he's in the mix then.
An NFL team also thought it was a good idea to hire Matt Eberflus.
Sure,
that doesn't always...
Right, you know. But this feels like a larger scale of all the teams that need a coach have him on the list. That feels like something.
Well, the Eagles had him on the list.
They did.
At one point.
Well,
right,
but there's something about him that people think is leading towards becoming a head coach.
It might not necessarily be because of what he's done this year. It just could be his body of work
in
the NFL. And it could be partially due to the fact that it's perceived that Jalen Hurts is holding him back. Here's why I wouldn't lose sleep over it. Life in the NFL, when you have the type of coach you have, like Dan Campbell's going to lose Ben Johnson. We're going to see what kind of team the Lions are when they lose Ben Johnson.
Yeah, the Falcons lost Shanahan, and they didn't recover with Dan Quinn.
Now, this one's less likely, but Andy Reid one day could lose Steve Spagnuolo, right? We'll see what the defense looks like. Like, this is what happens when it's not your side of the ball, and you're being propped up by, you know, the benefit of having that coach on that side. Like, they're going to leave. Somebody's going to look at them and say, I want them for me. I mean, the best teams are able to work through that. The one thing I will say, and this is back to the Sirianni thing, you know what the best thing the Eagles did for their offense this year?
Ran the ball.
Start going back to what they were doing in 2021, sure, when it was Sirianni and Steichen bastardization of mix of play calling. It's true.
It is. And how much credit do we give more for that? I don't know.
I mean, we can give Sirianni credit.
Oh, so I like how we do this. A few minutes ago, Hugh gave some wins to Kellen Moore. We just whatever fits the argument, those are the wins.
Is that not true?
Jalen gets wins. I just wonder, like, do they each get a third of a win, a fourth of a win? Do they get the full win? I don't know how
it
this
depends
works.
On each game.
It depends on our argument.
It
right?
changes as our argument changes.
Jalen's 40 and whatever. Sirianni's 40 and whatever. You add it all up, they've won a million games last few years. So let's talk to Jerry, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Oh, you know, it's Christmas time, that time of year. So, all right, I got a couple things before I get to my Eagles point. Hugh, I know you got a house, so I know you're not going to cut your grass in the spring. So if you need, I was in the business for 30 years. I can hook you up with some reputable people if you're in.
Man, I ain't got no lawn. I got like a patch of grass.
Okay.
I thought you
had a house.
I do. I live in the concrete jungle, man.
That patch is going to grow high, though. What are you going to do?
The HOA, they're going to take care.
Oh, all right.
They're going to take care.
You're good. You're an HOA. You're in Delaware. So you're good.
They're going to take care of that.
We were all picturing you on the riding mower just around the big grass.
Of course not.
Hey, my next thing is a little caller-on-caller crime. Mm-hmm. So,
it's like that's what Chris, we do.
So, Chris in Middletown, he's not from Middletown. He's in Middletown. He's not an original Middletown OG like myself.
He's a fraud.
Wow. So, you're calling Chris from Middletown a fraud?
Well, he's a transplant is what they are, what they call him, because he didn't grow up an original Middletown person like myself and my brother. Mm. So, people that say they're from Middletown, if they weren't there 20 years ago or 25 years ago, they're not original. They're a transplant from another state.
Okay.
So, you know, and if Chris wants to chop it up, we can go to Tom Fuller. He's down there in Middletown. WIP's had some gigs there. I was a big hit last year.
You can invite Hugh. He's in Delaware.
Yeah, don't worry. Chris is next in line, too.
Yeah, that,
all right, hey,
Delaware,
hey Chris,
all right.
I hear you. I hope you hear me, Chris. I love you, brother, but you know, I got to call it like it is.
He loves you, but you're a fraud.
So, all right. You know, I was telling Kyle, Joe, you need to get your head out of, you know what? I've been in on Sirianni. He's a clown. He's a clown, but he's, for some reason, he's a good coach. He's a good motivator. He has people around him. He was able to defuse the situation last week, which most people didn't think he was going to, but he's got great speeches after the game, and I love all of his speeches that he comes up with because they all have good points in the end, and you have to really listen to them to get the good points out of them.
Yeah, I will say this about Coach Sirianni, though. Like, as much as we, you know, you talk about motivational clown and stuff like that, because I heard that. He got to finish it out.
This is the coach I'm supposed to be sold on.
No, that was his word.
Motivational clown.
That was Kyle's words, not mine.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
I just took it around.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, he has to win a Super Bowl, man. He got to win.
Of course. Yeah. Jerry, we appreciate the phone call.
He hangs up on
I didn't mean to. I thought it was done. Jerry, that's on me. I thought you were done making your point.
Motivational clown is crazy, though.
First of all, I said that in your ears. Oh, you put me on blast.
My bad. I thought it went over there.
You guys, are not helping my case today.
No, when you said it, it was just funny.
Well, there are different types of clowns. You have sad clowns, funny clowns.
Pagliacci, the famous sad
That's right.
Clown, yeah.
You can do it.
Salesman clowns like Ronald McDonald, and then there's motivation.
There's Bozo. There's salesman clowns.
That's exactly
there's Pagliacci,
right.
The sad clown. They
all have their
clowns.
Purpose.
My bad. I thought they went out over there.
All right. If Sirianni comes out on Sunday with a red nose and face paint, I'm fully in. Embrace it.
Wow.
Lean right in. I actually think it's too far to call him a clown. I just think he is what he is.
It is pretty funny, though.
No, it is, yeah.
The one thing I have gone back and forth on about Nick Sirianni, and this is what caused me to waver earlier on in the season, was the antics and stuff and calling out the fans and this and that. And like, granted, this could all be a result of now the fact that they're winning and they're on a 10-game win streak. I'm starting to find that stuff a little bit endearing.
Oh, you're back?
It's sort of like, the more you think about it, it's so Philly. He's totally unhinged. He can be a moron at times, but he's very, very passionate about football and the Eagles.
I didn't know being unhinged was an endearing trait.
How long have you been on these airwaves?
Welcome to WIT.
This is Philadelphia.
No, so, I mean, we are unhinged. Now, being unhinged makes me nervous, but I didn't know it was an endearing trait.
You talk to me every day.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's funny. Somebody just asked me that about you. Said, well, I don't know how you deal with Kyle. I mean, Kyle is great, people. Kyle does not bother me.
Kyle's an idiot.
He's a great engineer, great producer, all of that. He's a good dude.
So let me, I actually see what Kyle's saying here. He's endearing in some ways, and there's something.
Because he's a clown.
No, because he's emotional. He is unhinged. He cares a lot. I think there is something that
it's
resonates.
Funny.
It is. But here's my question.
And how we spun this thing.
And though. I'm not saying this is a black or white, never or always type of thing. Do unhinged coaches usually raise Lombardis? Usually got to have some sort of composure as the biggest moments are tightening up in the biggest games.
Like Tom Coughlin could have been a little,
I agree with that. He was. I do think he kind of settled down as he got older. Probably a little more unhinged in Jacksonville and early in his New York career.
Parcells unhinged.
Was he?
Sirianni's a different type of unhinged,
you know,
right?
Bill more than we do. Was he unhinged?
I really, you're asking the wrong person because I didn't like Bill Parcells.
Was he more pokey or was he unhinged?
He was pokey.
That's why
he was real pokey.
Felt like he got under your skin.
Yeah,
that was his motivation.
He was the
tactic.
Type of dude to get real pokey.
And maybe there were more unhinged guys in the past. I feel like there's less of those now. It's more of like the more composed. I'm not saying Sirianni can't win because he's got emotions to him. He almost won 2 years ago with all these emotions. It's just an observation. Chris in Middle, the aforementioned Chris in Middletown, ripped by our last caller. What's up, Chris?
Happy Island Day, man.
Hey, Chris, what's
Happy
up?
Happy Island.
So, first of all, Jerry, you are correct. I'm not an original Middletownsman, but I am an honorary member, and Jerry will know this because about what I'm going to say here. Jerry, I do know where the original Tasty Freeze was in Middletown. So, Jerry,
that sounds like some Delaware cred you're throwing out here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Middletown's nice, too, the part that I rode through, though, by the way. Nice.
The Big Dom thing. Joe and Kyle, I forwarded this to you guys. I DM'd it to you. Have you seen the Dominic the Donkey Eagles version?
So I saw your message, but I haven't got a chance to watch it. I haven't seen it.
It might be good to, play during the show. It's highly entertaining to watch this morning, had me cracking up. So Shut up, Kyle. Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh Douglas. Can you get off your island? Please go over to Cabela's and buy a coat. All right, you're buying yourself all kinds of Christmas gifts here. You buy yourself a sauna, but
I'm not getting a coat. I'm not buying a coat.
Before a coat is wild stuff.
No, you know, Ike said the same thing. He said, you're going to buy a sauna, but you ain't going to buy a damn coat. I don't need a coat.
Hugh, all right, let me help you out here, Hugh.
Yes.
Hey, Cabela's, you listening? We keep talking about Hugh and being at Cabela's. Maybe, you know, for all this free advertising, hook a brother up, all right? Get him a coat, all right?
I don't need a coat, though. I'm okay.
You know what? We could maybe Kyle and I'll present one to you next week as a Christmas gift. You really?
No, what about Nick Sirianni, Chris?
I'm the Nick Sirianni, Kyle. Joe, let me address this. Joe, you're a genius. All right, you know you're wise beyond your years. You really are. As far as the Island of Misfits with Kyle, Big V, and their ringleader Ken from Cinemissa,
all geniuses.
What a crew over there, okay? Joe, I agree. We need to see playoff success because unlike Misfit Island, you know, that can also be confused with Cowboy fans, we here throw parades not for regular season wins, but we want to celebrate championships. We need to see it in the playoffs. Nick is 2-3 in the playoffs. We don't throw parades for that. I can't celebrate that, okay? We all criticized Andy Reid for years, okay, because he couldn't bring us a ring, and it was never good enough, okay? And now Nick has a worse playoff record than Andy, and the Misfits want us to celebrate him? Sounds familiar. Should we celebrate him? Celebrate everything he does. Nah.
You and I just have higher standards. I mean, that's what it is. We're not lowering the bar to like, wow, you beat the Jaguars in the regular season.
And you know what? While we're talking about this, Rod Lincoln, I got a bone to pick with you. You better have a float, okay? Make it happen, Rod, okay?
Wow.
And you know what? You put Herb on that. Herb needs to be on. I said Herb. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that one.
He needs to be
play
next
with
to
me.
You. Yeah, he needs to be next to you on the float. Mm. So he can keep you in check, okay? Mm. He'll keep you straight so you don't get, you know, off course. Herb's on that.
I agree. Guys, I mean, yeah, Herb. I mean, you got it, Chris. We appreciate it. I mean, I think it is probably on Rod to get us afloat. We can only say so much on the air. But again, I mean, you laid it out earlier, Hugh. You think we deserve some credit for pushing the Eagles along this season. That, to me, requires, you know, recognition on the float.
I know this might sound kind of crazy, but...
Here we go.
I don't, you know, like when I get off work, I don't want to do a whole lot of talking, like outside of work. So Herb likes to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I love Herb. Herb, if you listen, I love you. But sometimes I just want to sit... Like, if I'm on a gummy, I just want to sit there and be high. I just want to be, I just want to be quiet and enjoy my high.
Sometimes
you know what I'm saying?
He just wants to take a gummy, sit in his new
just
sauna.
And just chill out.
And not have a coat in the winter. You know you can't take the sauna with you when it's 15 degrees in the middle.
What you mean? Oh, you mean like
why wear, not? Like wear it.
It's portable, though.
Yeah, but you're going to put it on your back when it's 15 degrees in the middle of January?
It's collapsible. Like I didn't show you, Joe. It's one of the ones where I can set it up. All I need is a plug. That's it.
There is something you're not taking into account with I don't need a coat type of thing.
What's that?
Well, last January we had zero home playoff games. We could be staring at 3 pregame shows.
Cross that bridge when I get to it.
Ooh, it's getting here soon.
No, it all depends. Because if it's brick. One of the last week, if it's brick during that Dallas game, I might have to rethink that.
We are on the path to 5 more outdoor pregame shows at the link here.
Then I'm going to go get one of them that nook. Like, you know what they got in the new coach now? I saw this. Mm. They have technology where you can put batteries in it and push the button.
On a coat?
Yeah, and it keeps you warm.
Why don't you just get a warm coat?
No, I'm just saying, have you seen those? Like, they have those.
I don't know if I'd want a battery-powered coat.
Why not? I mean, it's probably out of my price range. It's a little pricey. Nah,
it feels
but
like
I'm
a fire
saying.
Hazard.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit.
But it has the warming coils in it. I might, if I get one, I might do that.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to. After a long week, the Eagles wanted to win this game for their quarterback. Which one? We'll let you know next. And, of course, all your phone calls on Nick Sirianni. Are you fully sold on the Eagles head coach?
Here's Helena's stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
It is that time. Call in right now. 215-592-9494.
This is the last one,
it's
Joe.
It's your last shot. Last chance to win the qualifying prize with the Ross glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a Tennessee Whiskey clear tote bag. And, of course, the grand prize from Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Today, your category, a former Philadelphia Eagle is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. 215-592-949 for your chance to win next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.